in Hong Kong, Mary Tang was told she was lucky to be alive after a Chinese horoscope predicted she would bring bad luck. So her parents gave her away. Yet she lived to tell the tale, eventually travelling to Australia.
The way it was said was that the rural families, I guess, value male for labour, right? And girls are seen as worthless because they think that if they bring up a child, and it's a girl, she ended up being labour for the family of the spouse, right? So they think it's bad business. And when they're born, they are either smothered to death or drowned or they're given away. And that was common practice. We were talking about the turn of the century.
Mary Tang is one of six Asian Australians from China, Vietnam, Malaysia and India who will be publicly exposing the skeletons in their family closet in a Sydney theatre production opening on Thursday night. At the rehearsal, she tells me as a poet, publicly performing the piece was a big step for her.
I've never, except at school, you know, in school musicals and such, and plays, never really stood in front of an audience. It was confronting. And because our stories were intimate, as you know, our stories all involved on history.
William Yang is a third-generation Chinese-Australian. He mentored the six individuals to tell their autobiographical stories in a format he's developed since the 1980s. Yang says he wasn't surprised by the stories that emerged.
Because I believe that everyone's got a story. Some stories are better than others, and some people can perform them better than others. And some of the people are performers. But it's partly to do with the mixture of people, because it's nice to have some non-performers amongst the performers, because they add their own dimension to it. If they're just ordinary people, it makes the reality seem more poignant.
Writer, actress and broadcaster Annette Shun-War is co-director of the production and president of not-for-profit group Performance Foray that supports Asian Australian performers. She says the project fulfilled a need to tell the diverse stories of the Asian Australian experience lacking on the stage and screen.
It's also very rare to see much material about contemporary Asian Australian experiences on the stage or on our screens for that matter. And so I guess that was our impetus, to try and find some stories that hadn't been heard before in the public arena.
It was the very absence of Asian Australian role models on TV that prompted the acting and teaching graduate, Joy Hopwood, to aspire to become a play school presenter in the mid-90s.
Another snail. But it's not a snail biscuit.
And when the producer saw me, she did say that you look really young and I needed to get life experiences. And I especially brought a prop with me, my E.T. toy. And on the way out, I was so devastated, I slammed the door and it just scraped the eyeballs off my E.T. And I cried on the bus home saying, I failed those kids. But then again, I said, look, I just can't give up. There must be a way. And I thought, maybe if I write my own play school episode and film it and send it to them, they'll give me a chance.
Born to an English father and a Chinese mother, she says experiencing racial taunts during her schooling years provided her with the mental toughness to tackle head-on the challenge of seeing Asian Australians on the screen.
I really would like to show people if I can do it. A girl from Perth who was teased at school can change your life around. That's the real reason why I wanted to do stories East and West. I wanted people to say, well, she somehow followed her dreams. We can do it too, even though we may be black, white, you know, gay, not gay. It doesn't really matter. I don't think, you know, being gay or being of a different race devalues you. It actually adds a plus to why you're a little bit different. And I don't want people to embrace their differences. So that's the real reason why I wanted to do Stories East and West.
Mary Tang says her earlier hardship drove her to take part in Stories East and West and to participate in volunteer work, as well as to realise maybe she's not so unlucky after all.
I think I have survived that. and I do know my worth. But I think also some part of you would always want to compensate for the fact that you had been seen as worthless and inferior, you know, being a woman, being unwanted and being unlucky and so on. I do a lot of volunteer work because I guess I feel I need to be needed, you know, that I have something to give.